Welcome to the Bull Gap Journal. We talk about life, leadership, and common sense. I'm Robert Holmes, your host, Alabama native, retired Brigadier General, veteran, and proud community citizen. Over 2,000 years ago, a Roman poet named Horace authored Carpe Diem. It's a Latin phrase and commonly appears on t-shirts, coffee mugs, and banners. I think we've all seen it. It's translated as seize the day. Now that's a powerful statement. Carpe Diem inspires a vivid image of boldly seizing something and getting it done. But there's more to the poet's story. Seize the day is the first part of his poem. Fully translated, it's pluck the day, trusting as little as possible to the next one. Now there's no question, I like the boldness of seizing the day. Most of us do because it represents a strong mindset to make good things happen. But I've got to ask this, why is it important to seize today? The answer is in the poet's second thought, trusting as little as possible in the next today, in tomorrow. With respect to the poet, we might think of it this way, cherish today because you have no guarantee, no promise for tomorrow. Now, all of us have days to live and get things done. Some people have more days, some people have less. But the point, if it's important to do, you may not have tomorrow to do it. So if you want to seize today, a good place to start is to be grateful for the day. Be thankful for the people in that day, as well as being thankful for the opportunities of the day. And if I'm willing, I might even stretch it to be thankful for difficulties, especially if I can grow, learn, and turn rough spots into opportunities. Anything to make the day count and discard any regret, especially if we don't get the chance tomorrow. Thanks for watching the Bull Gap Journal. We talk about life, leadership, and common sense. If you like what you saw and heard, go to radioalabama.net/bullgap.